on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, where it is another beautiful day in Bonners Ferry. 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat summery Sandpoint. And boy, howdy, is it summery outside. So, yeah, that's what we're doing is summertime stuff here. It is Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly local radio talk show where each week we come up with a top 10 list on a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to the week at hand. And what's at hand this week? Well, obviously, the heat. And it's officially summer as of last Sunday. I felt kind of bad for last Sunday because, Father's Day stole all the steam out of it. But it was the first day of summer.
It was.
So it's a big day.
Yeah.
We're heading towards triple digits in the coming. I mean, there's no relief in sight.
There's already a 300-acre forest fire in Priest River, too.
Yeah.
It's not looking good.
Going to be dry as it gets out there and hot. Great time to stay indoors and watch movies.
Woohoo!
Or go to a movie theater, for example.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. So today we'll take a look at our top 10 favorite summer movies. Now, it can be movies that you like to watch in the summertime, or it can be movies about summertime, or it can be movies that came out in the summertime. And a lot of blockbusters come out, for the summer season. And more new movies are coming out now that we're getting through the pandemic and people can get back to work. So, and with that movie theme, we brought back the world's most renowned expert on summertime movies. This guy went to college and majored in summertime movies. Hmm. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He had a minor in handball, a major in summertime movies. The owner of Sandpoint Cinemas and former sports beat writer for the Bonner County Daily Bee, Eric Plummer, is with us. And Eric, I know we talked about this last time, but I think you've been our guest on this show more than anybody.
I think so, too.
How many times do we think?
It's been a lot.
Like 11? Well, it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
So
I feel like at least 10 of those 11 times he said, "You guys, we can talk about other things besides movies."
Anyway, let's talk about other things besides movies. JC's Race is coming up. It's back in person this year. You could do it virtually if you choose, but you could do it in person. It's a 5K and a 1K. It starts at Sandpoint High School, goes out the Dover bike path and back. And, a 1K, if you're not into running, you can walk it. And it's great for kids and strollers and stuff. Or if you're competitive, do the 5K and run as fast as you can. It is Sunday, July the 11th, and you can enter at jaceys-race. It's jaceys, jaceys-race.org. And all the info is there and the cost and all that stuff. So, and it's brought to you in part by, I know, our engineer's favorite radio station, K102 Country. In fact, our engineer will be there emceeing it, so I look forward to that
year after year. So you have a big budget for that.
What else is going on? Well, Sandpoint Farmers Market is this afternoon, 3 o'clock in Farman Park in the heart of downtown Sandpoint, also Saturday from 9 until 1. Benny Baker is playing Connie's Lounge. He's back to his Wednesday's Benny on the Deck concert series. And this week's guest is our old friend Chris Lynch. Idaho Poor 30 has Jake Robin playing there today. John Fershey is at Eichhart's Pub and Grill this evening at 7. Starting tomorrow is a piano workshop at the Suzuki String Academy, and they will be my guests tomorrow on North Idaho Thursday, so we'll tell you all about that. Also, Thursday, Yappy Hour is back at the Better Together Animal Alliance. It'll be right there at the Pondere Pet Safe Dog Park on Kootenai Cutoff Road. That's tomorrow afternoon from 4 until 7. Trivia is at the Long Shot tomorrow, Friday. There's live music at the Davis Market and Cafe out in Hope. Pamela Jean is playing. You've probably seen her play with Devin Wade before. She's very talented. What else is going on? Matchwood is bringing back live jazz with guess who?
Who?
Bright Moments.
No!
Yeah, Arthur and the gang. They play a lot.
They play all the time. But they're very good.
Yeah, they're sensational. let's see. What else is going on at IPA on Saturday? We have Maya and Alex playing. And let's see. There's an outdoor jazz concert Saturday at the Long Shot. And Saturday, we were just talking before we came on the air. Or Sunday, Race the Wolf is taking place at Schweitzer. And it's insane.
It's insane.
The race.
The people who race it are insane.
It's like running more than a marathon, but outside on dirt and rock trails.
Up the mountainside.
Up along the mountainside on Schweitzer. And a lot of it's not even on a trail. You're like hiking.
My sister is doing it. She's insane.
She is insane. Well, we've got an insane show for you today. Eric Plummer is with us. It's Ricky's Top 10. Top 10 favorite summer movies to get you in the mood for this summer weather. So stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry. Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Now more than ever, businesses need to know they're getting the most value from their health benefits. They need a partner who cares about their employees, who offers freedom and flexibility, and who's innovating to meet today's unique challenges. That's why so many Idaho businesses like yours choose Regents Blue Shield of Idaho. You get personal attention, cutting-edge digital tools that save you and your employees money, a broad range of network choices, and Idaho-based customer service available in seconds. That's the region's difference. Your company deserves a trusted local partner with a national reach to support your business and help you get the most from your healthcare investment. Visit us at Regents.com or talk to your local broker to find out more. Regents Blue Shield of Idaho, committed to the health, well-being, and innovative, affordable care for the communities we serve. Regents Blue Shield, proudly rooted in Idaho since 1946.
Hi, this is Lauren.
And Eve.
With Knutson Chevrolet.
Come on in now for the Knutson Summer Kickoff, where you can get a new 2021 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4 for just $43,788.
Only one at this price.
Or a new 2021 Chevy Equinox LT All-Wheel Drive for only $24,866.
And one at this price.
That's 24% off MSRP. VINs posted in our showroom. Prices are plus tax and fees and after rebate.
You must own a 2007 or newer non-GM product to qualify. Offer expires June 30th. Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership, putting customer service above all else.
Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and purchase your next vehicle online using Shop Click Drive.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet.
Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Ricky's Top 10 for this week. Eric Plummer is our very special guest, and we're doing our favorite summertime movies. It can be blockbusters that came out in the summer. It can be movies about summer. It can be movies that you like to watch in the summer, maybe movies that come out this summer. Anything like that. But when I think of summertime movies, I think of like
Caddyshack,
of course. That's my number one. Like the old Gidget movies.
Oh, you know, Beach Blanket raised. Bingo.
Well, no, that was Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. They call it the Beach Party series. There was Beach Blanket Bingo, Beach Party, Muscle Beach Party, Back to the Beach. And here's one I got to go back and watch because I don't remember this one. I'm not making this up. Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon made a movie called How to Stuff a Wild Bikini.
I've seen that one. It's very good.
How to Stuff a Wild Bikini. They pulled that off in the early 60s. Well, maybe Frankie pulled it off later. I don't know. but so I do have a list here of movies about summer. I also have a top 10 summer blockbusters of all time. And I'm interested to see how you guys put together your list. So, Eric, why don't you kick it off?
All right. I will start this off with the movie Point Break with the great and late Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
And Gary Busey, always good. Keanu Reeves, typically kind of stiff and wooden. I don't know how he became a superstar.
Because of this movie.
I'm glad you said that because he's not he doesn't even act. He's the same guy in every movie.
Yeah, but have you seen John Wick? I love Keanu. I'm a huge Keanu.
A lot of people like
I don't care.
John
Wick.
I do love his movies. Yeah. I'm just talking about him.
So what happens in Point Break?
It's a kind of a group of adrenaline junkies. They dress up like ex-presidents and rob banks. And Gary Busey and Keanu Reeves are FBI agents, but
Keanu's like the young buck, and Gary Busey's the salty old timer, and he's trying to train Keanu, and he infiltrates a surf gang, and they're super square, and Lori Petty.
Yes, there has to be the love story in there. But it's just, I don't know, good action movie, good drama, it's intense, it's fun to watch.
Anthony Kiedis' cameo is so good. He shoots himself in the foot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and spoiler alert.
It was made in 1991, and on the list of the top 10 movies about summer, Point Break is number 10, and happens to be your number 10. So you're one for one so far.
Good
work.
Yeah.
Ricky.
My number 10 is not a very popular movie as far as I know. I've never met anyone else who's watched it. It's called Lottery Ticket. It stars Lil Bow Wow, who's just Bow Wow, I think, and Brandon Johnson, who's like the sidekick in the Percy Jackson movies, and Loretta Devine is in it, and Terry Crews, and Ice-T. It's like this great cast. But it's about this kid in the projects who gets a lottery ticket by chance and wins like $300 million. And then it's the 4th of July weekend. And so he can't cash in the ticket. And so it's him trying to like protect the ticket and not let everyone in the projects know that he has it for like 3 days over this long weekend. And it's just a classic summertime hijinks sort of movie, really poignant and sweet, and everyone's good in it. And it's one of those movies that I like to rewatch every 4th of July weekend, just because it's one of those, you know, dumb 4th of July movies and really funny. Great.
Never even heard of it.
It's from 2010.
2010, and I'll probably never watch it, so
probably
go ahead and spoil it. What happens at the end?
He ends up getting the money and starts a it's kind of like the dream of anyone who grows up in the project. He starts like a foundation to help everyone discover, you know, live their dreams, and flies off in a helicopter with the, you know, hot girl next door that he never realized was hot, that kind of thing. Yeah, classic.
Until she had $300 million.
Yes,
you're pretty high.
I'm pretty sure. I'll have to look this up. I'm pretty sure Leslie Jones is in it before Saturday Night Live. I think it's her. I'll have to look that up in the break. But, yeah, great movie.
Very good.
Thanks.
That's a good one. It's one we never would have guessed.
Yeah.
So, Eric, you're number 9.
All right. This could be one of the repeats, but we'll see. My number 9 is The Way, Way Back. And I know you've had
so
it on
good.
The list before.
Yeah.
But I just, it's kind of one of those dramedies. It's funny. It's about a kid. He gets a job and he's on, you know, he wants to get away from the adults, basically. Mm-hmm. They're kind of the idiots in this movie. And he gets a job but it's just, I don't know. It's like Jim Valvano said, if you laugh and you cry in a day, that's a great day. Mm-hmm. And a movie like this will kind of maybe hit you a little bit on both.
Yeah. And it's one of those movies that made me appreciate Sam Rockwell so much more.
Yeah,
like now I'll watch a movie because Sam Rockwell is in it.
Yeah.
After that.
And Steve Carell is not a great character in this movie, but he does a great job.
He really does.
And I love the scene where he tells the kid, I think you're a 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
And the kid thinks he's a 6 out of 10. It's really sad, but it's, mine.
It's a good one.
So what does it have to do with summer?
Oh, he works in a, like, what I would call Wild Waters. When I was a teenager in Coeur d'Alene, I used to go to Wild Waters
by
all the time
there.
In the summer.
Yeah.
And Steve Carell is like the new stepdad, and so he takes him to his, you know, summer cabin, and this kid has never been to this town before and then fits in with all the weirdos at the Wild Water Park.
Yeah.
All right. Good one.
It is a very good one. Number 9 is a classic. It's only so low on my list because it's hard for me to watch all the time. You have to be in a mood, but it's Stand By Me, 1986. Everyone's in it. Will Wheaton is the star, River Phoenix, Corey Feldman, Jerry O'Connell, Kiefer Sutherland. It's like this great cast. They're all super young. They're literally kids in it. And that one is just, it's one of those, you laugh and cry at it. It's a coming of age story. The leech scene is just so gnarly. Yeah. That one's hard to watch, but it's just about young friends having a summertime adventure.
It takes you back to being a kid.
Yeah. And that sort of like freedom of summer nights, yeah. Like you could get away with walking out into the woods to find a dead body.
And the second Rob Reiner, Stephen King.
Yeah.
With Misery being the other where Rob Reiner directed one of his books. So anyway, not to steal your thunder.
No, please.
I love that movie.
Very good one.
Thank you.
But you had a misstatement in there. Not everyone was in it. You said everyone was in it.
Okay.
Bill Murray wasn't.
All right.
Chevy Chase was not in it.
They were originally. Their scenes just got cut.
they played the dead guys?
Fun fact. Yeah.
A great 50s soundtrack, too.
Oh, yeah.
I got to check it out.
Yeah.
That's why I do these shows. Cause I'm
Have you not seen Stand By Me?
Bob, please. Okay, we're making you. Don't you hate when people are like, you haven't seen what?
It's a classic.
I hear everybody's in it, so I might as well. I might as well. Yeah, I have probably seen it. A lot of times we bring up movies on this show, and I'll go home that night and look it up on Netflix or whatever. And go, oh, yeah, I remember this movie.
Right.
Yeah. Sucks.
Okay.
Eric, you're number eight.
My number eight has summer in the title, and it is the first of my two Spike Lee joints, and it is Summer of Sam. It's about the David Berkowitz serial killer. Anyway, it takes place in the Bronx in the late 70s. My wife, Jen, lived in the Bronx in the late 70s and remembers the power outage. And then there was a 12-year-old neighbor boy who was scared because he was all alone and his parents weren't there, so he came over to their house.
Aww.
But anyway, it's got one of my favorite actors, John Leguizamo, in it. He played Benny Blanco from Carlito's Way, which is a great role. But it's hot. It's in the summer. Yeah. Everybody's on pins and needles because there's a serial killer, and you know they think that he might live there. And there's references to CBGB and Studio 54, and just a lot of New York City like stuff. And anyway, a lot of Yankees references and just the blackout of 1979, which is kind of a famous night. It's all part of the movie.
There was another famous summer, a New York City blackout, and Doris Day starred in a movie. This was in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Where Were You When the Lights Went Out? Did you ever see that?
No.
But it was about the other famous blackout, and you know, because all the elevators stop and all the escalators stop. I mean, the whole city just stops.
Weird.
And reminded me of that. That's how old I am.
It's like an episode of Gossip Girl. Did you guys see that one?
Everybody's in it from what I hear.
My number eight is from 1995, so just right at my prime time to love this movie, The Babysitter's Club. Based obviously on the very famous book series that I never read as a kid, but I had heard of them because they're a very famous book series. And then this movie comes out and it's like Rachel Lee Cook is in it and Larissa Olnick, which is why I watched it, because she was Clarissa Explains It All on Nickelodeon when I was a kid, so I was a fan of hers already. And then Skylar Fisk, who is Sissy Spacek's daughter, and she's in a ton of things, but you wouldn't really know who she is, but she's great in it. She's the lead character, Chrissy. And it's just one of those, the Babysitter's Club, it's spring break or summer vacation, and they start a day camp for kids in the neighborhood. And, you know, just like the cranky old lady, and they end up, you know, disturbing her all summer and then becoming friends and blah, blah, blah. Classic coming of age tale. And it just really hit at that right time, like I said, for me at that age. And it's one of those movies that every time it's on something, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll watch that again. Like, I could revisit it a ton of times. It's really... It's
not
very
to be
charming.
Confused with Adventures in Babysitting or Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Club.
Exactly. Both classic movies, though, but totally different vibe.
And I have seen those because I had daughters that were babysitters and babies that were babysitters.
There is a great scene in Adventures in Babysitting where they go into the blues club.
Yeah.
I think it's like Lonnie Brooks or somebody's playing, but it's kind
so
of
good.
Funny.
Yep.
That was a very good one. This is a very good show so far. Eric Plummer is with us. It's Ricky's top 10 favorite summertime movies, in honor of it being summertime and this summer weather we're having, and we'll have more of it right after this.
For over 45 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has looked for ways to make your life easier, combining the pharmacy, housewares, hardware, and even lawn and garden in one store. Come in and see their beautiful yard art, a large collection of seeds, and a wide variety of lawn care products, from fertilizers to sprinklers. And if you're not sure exactly what you need, they have an incredibly knowledgeable staff to help answer any questions you might have. Open 7 days a week, Sandpoint Superdrug, on Fifth Avenue in Sandpoint, making your life easier every day.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
This is for those who always show they care, who told their kids everyone 12 and older is eligible for a COVID vaccine, those who explained to their cousins that vaccines prevent nearly 100% of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. This is for the ones protecting those they love. Thank you.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov, paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
From smart doorbells to thermostats, a Ting Internet fiber connection is fast enough to handle all of your connected devices. Sign up this month and you'll get a free standard installation, free router, and a $100 gift card that can be used towards a new smart home device. Plus, every order placed by June 30th will be entered for a chance to win the ultimate smart home hub. Sign up today at ting.com/smarthome. That's ting.com/smarthome. And live smarter, not harder.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, 3 or 4 dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can. I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can race go-karts, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone!
And score another for the wave pool.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho's Radio and NorthIdahoRadio.com, by the way, that you can listen to this show or any of our programming anywhere you are, just on your laptop or on your phone, what have you, just NorthIdahoRadio.com. Eric Plummer is with us once again this week, Ricky's top 10 favorite summer movies, and we are at number 7.
Number 7.
All right. So this is kind of a guilty pleasure movie, but I was... Ring my, like, I think I was a junior in high school, maybe, to date myself, but it's just your classic good action movie, Lethal Weapon.
Oh, good one.
You know, Danny Glover and Gary Busey again. Yeah. Is good in that, and Mel Gibson. But it just, I don't know, it's one of those movies that kind of, it's easy to watch. And coincidentally, my roommate, my freshman year at the University of Montana, under the influence of some libations, he decided to recreate the scene where he has Joshua, your right arm, and Gary Busey sticks his arm out, and the guy holds a lighter on his arm, and he lasted about half a second, but had a big quarter-sized burn on his forearm, which was, to me, still one of the dumbest things I've ever seen someone do, but that's my Lethal Weapon story. So.
Wow, never heard of an inebriated college student doing something dumb.
Yeah, that's a first.
Doesn't happen that.
Good one. Ricky, you're number seven.
My number seven we've already talked about from 2013, the way, way back. It's just such a modern classic, even though it's from like 10 years ago now. But yeah, it's just one of those movies. It's easy to watch. It's fun. It's hilarious. It's poignant. It's all those things. It really sums up the summer feeling about being a kid and finding your place and all that stuff.
And Allison Janney is great.
Oh, yeah.
I, Tonya, she was so good. I love anything she's in.
And then there's somebody else, too, that I thought of that we didn't mention from Saturday Night Live. Forget her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph is in it, too. Yeah. Cute little cameo. Anyway.
So what was the name of that one?
The Way, Way Back.
Is that the one with her that they go on a weekend vacation to Napa?
No.
Oh,
that's Sideways.
It's a summertime movie that's on one of my lists.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
Eric, we are at the number six already.
Okay. So number six is... It takes place in the summer. There's also a little bit of wintry scenes too.
Mm-hmm.
So it, but the best scenes are take place in the summer with the with the solstice, and it's Dolores Claiborne with Kathy Bates and David Strait there.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name from Single White Female? I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's. Christopher Plummer is just sensational in it. Taylor Hackford directed it. He uses these weird, dark, kind of bluish hues. And then the summer scenes, he shoots in bright, vivid color.
Yeah.
And it just works really well. But I think that's a movie that doesn't get nearly the due that it should.
Yeah. I love Kathy Bates.
Excellent.
She's always phenomenal.
Yeah. And this is her best role, I believe. So,
for sure.
Yeah. All right.
Next one.
Thank you.
My number six is sort of a three-way tie. It's Some Like It Hot, I feel like, is the movie. It technically takes place in winter in Chicago, but I like watching it in the summer because, one, it's funny watching them freezing. And then, two, they go to Florida in the movie. So it does get warm, and then suddenly they're playing on the beach and all that stuff. But it's just one of my all-time favorite Marilyn Monroe movies.
You worked it in.
I really did. But then there is technically The 7-Year Itch is Marilyn's summertime movie. I just don't like it that much. It's Tom Yule, and it's about how all the wives go away for the summer and the husbands have to stay in the city to work, and then they cheat on their wives is the whole plot of the movie. And so it's Tom Yule trying to sleep with Marilyn Monroe, who's his upstairs neighbor. And it's really good because it really does make it seem very hot in the city. And it's the famous sewer grate scene and all that. But then also I really like The Misfits, which takes place in the summer in Nevada, and Marilyn's getting a divorce. And then hooks up with these rodeo cowboys who are there touring for the season and falls in love with Clark Gable. And it's such Eli Wallach and the other one, Thelma. What's her name? Shoot, I should have written these names down. But it's a classic. It's one of my all-time favorite Marilyn Monroe, like top three favorite Marilyn Monroe movies, which is saying a lot. So those are all good summertime movies if you're in for a classic. I would recommend any of those.
Very good.
I'd rather see Marilyn Monroe in a summer beach movie than a winter movie, for what it's worth.
I've got a poster of her working out. I gave it to you
in
for
a
Christmas.
Bikini.
Yeah.
It's in my living room. You should come over sometime.
It's impressive. Lifting weights. Anyway, speaking of heavyweights, I got a list here. The top 10 grossing summer blockbusters of all time. Number 10, it was Raiders of the Lost Ark from 1981. $700 million.
Jeez Louise.
Number 9 was Jurassic World, the remake, and about 6 years ago, $705 million. Number 8, ironically, was Jurassic Park.
No way.
From 1993, bringing in $715 million.
I saw that with Laurie and Katie Shook at the downtown theaters here in Sandpoint. I'll never forget that day. It was so
the
much
original
fun.
Jurassic Park? Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a good one.
God, remember those theaters?
Yeah.
Over by Harold's IGA.
Yeah.
That was
so
a
great.
Long time
you could
ago.
Get like the, you know, JoJo's at Harold's and then sneak them into the theater next door.
I just remember every time going in that old theater, I was like, do they ever bother vacuuming or cleaning this carpet? I mean, it smelled like it was from 1930 or something.
Yep.
It probably was. Anyway, number 7 is Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Really?
From 99.
Oh, because people didn't know how bad they were yet. So they saw that one.
So they went to just because it was Star Wars, yep. brought in $730 million. Thank
wow.
you. Number six, The Lion King from 94.
Classic.
Of the summer blockbuster movies. Let's see. Number five, The Return of the Jedi. Mm. Another one that people are going to pay money no matter what. 1983. keep going on that theme.
Uh-huh.
Number four, The Empire Strikes Back.
Huh.
1980,
I only think Return of the Jedi did better than Empire because it came after, and Empire was so good. They're like, it has to be better than that, and it probably wasn't, in my opinion.
Number three, yes. Largest grossing blockbuster summer movie, E.T., The Extraterrestrial.
Ah.
What year was that, Eric?
83, 84?
Very close. 82. $1.1 billion that movie brought in.
That's insane.
That is absolutely insane. Number two, I mean, this movie has summertime written all over it, from 1975, Jaws.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I've never seen
More
Jaws.
More on that later.
You have never
I've
seen
never
Jaws?
I've never seen Jaws.
Dun, 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 dun.
I've heard the song.
Eric, we'll talk more about Jaws later. And the number one grossest summer... largest, grossest summer...
Grossing.
I like grossest better.
Well, some people thought it was pretty gross. I liked it. It was Star Wars. And $1.95 billion Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
The original Star Wars. So those were the summer blockbusters. And speaking of which, Eric, we're talking about new movies coming out this summer, much more so than last summer during the beginning of the pandemic. What's on the horizon as far as potential blockbusters?
Well, F9 this weekend, Fast and Furious 9.
Yes, so excited.
Another installment of, yeah. And Black Widow will be a big one with Scarlett Johansson.
I'm excited for that one, too.
Yeah, let's see. Some of the bigger ones. Bond later on. That's not till October, but that's going to be a huge,
huge
blockbuster. And, just some good movies. They're kind of still jumbling the release dates. So some movies are getting moved up, so you never really know. But, that's...
So then how is it decided, because things are so different these days. Movies come out, they might come out on Amazon Prime, or they might come out on Netflix, or it might be an HBO original movie, or they might come out in a movie theater, like your movie theaters. Who makes those decisions, and what's the thinking behind it?
I think some of the movie makers, like Tenet, the director, Christopher Nolan, insisted that only be released in theaters for at least... Some of them are in theaters for 2 weeks and then go streaming. Some stream the same release date as theater, so you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And But that's... I couldn't really answer exactly everything that goes into it, but it's I'm sure money drives a lot of those decisions.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine that if it's going to be released on one of those television networks, that there's X number of guaranteed dollars involved.
Yes.
Whereas it goes to theaters, you're susceptible to, how many people are going to go to the theater and spend money? So I guess it's just a business decision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make an important business decision right now and decide to take our final break.
Oh.
And when we come back, we have Eric Plummer. Ricky's in here. Of course, it's Wednesday. Ricky's top 10 favorite summertime movies. And we will continue with number 5 right after this.
We're rolling on take 20, pop sensation 103 degrees. You're hot. Sets my heat on fire. Anytime, boys.
Girl, you make my temperature rise. Got my ass hypnotized. My heart turns to magma. Aggravates my asthma. Your heart sets my heat.
Okay, cut the music.
Joey, what?
I'm just not feeling the heat, guys. I feel like a failure.
You got this, bro.
If my heat can't catch the fire, it needs to match her hot. Then why are we even doing any of this?
Joey, you could try the new Beat the Heat scratch game from the Idaho Lottery. You can win up to $100,000.
That's hot with an A and a W.
And with Beat the Heat, the hotter the temperature, the hotter the cash. With up to $10,000 in weekly second chance prizes.
Let me see that. So when it's hot outside, things heat up right here within me.
And massive cash, too.
When the temperatures rise, the higher the price.
Right, let's make sure we get this one.
Play Beat the Heat, the scratch game. Win $100,000. Plus watch the temperature climb for higher weekly cash giveaways.
Woo!
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and buildings. Play wise.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Dawn Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. Heather was busy cooking dinner when she looked down and saw fresh blood on her new white carpet. And her Pomeranian Furby was limping. It was winter and Furby had been indoors all day long. How could he have hurt himself? She tried to examine the paw herself, but Furby yelped and tried to bite her. What's your diagnosis? Furby had caught a toenail on the long shag carpeting and torn it off at its base. This is very painful to a dog, much like it would be to us. The nail bed often gets infected because of dirt and hair sticking to the underlying bone. Furby was anesthetized, the broken fragments of nail removed, and the underlying bone flushed with iodine. After bandaging, antibiotics, and pain medicine, his paws are as good as new, and Heather has his nails trimmed every 3 months.
For other interesting cases, visit our website at idahovet.com. At North Idaho Animal Hospital, we care.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Every Idahoan age 12 and older is eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine.
The COVID-19 vaccine is free. The vaccine has been rigorously tested. The COVID vaccine is safe and it works. And over 500,000 Idahoans have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine because they know it's the best shot we have to stop the spread of COVID. Now you can get the vaccine anytime. Walk into a local pharmacy or get an appointment at covidvaccine.idaho.gov.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back. North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Ricky's top 10 for this week. Eric Plummer's with us, and it is our top 10 favorite summertime movies in honor of this being the official first week of summer. And boy, is it.
With a vengeance.
It's going to be, they say a high of about 88 in Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint today, but then getting hotter, and then... Yeah. They're talking about the hottest day ever, potentially in downtown Spokane on Monday.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
In June.
In June.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, it's been a pretty fun and amazing show so far. And Eric, we are at your number five.
My number five is Training Day. It's shot in one day. It's Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
They're cops. One's dirty. One's a newbie on the...
Yeah.
And, it's just a very kind of a raw, sort of unflinching movie.
I mean, Denzel's good in everything, and this is one of his better
movies. Yeah, he won Best Actor for
it. He's so good.
So that's for saying something right there. But just a good hip-hop soundtrack, like Dr. Dre, and there's, Ethan Hawke smokes a joint that's laced with PCP because Denzel makes him. And that's the start of the day, and then it gets crazier from there, so.
Wow,
it's a good one, classic. My number five is pretty much the same movie, set in a different time. It's from 2005. It's Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Okay,
it was a joke. It's nothing like that movie. Oh. Based on a book.
I thought you were going to draw a parallel somehow.
But no, it's about four friends who are on summer vacation. They're like junior year of high school, and they've grown up together. And then suddenly in the summer, they're all going in different directions and doing different things in their lives. And they find a pair of pants that miraculously fit all of them. And so they decide to send it back and forth to each other all summer. And that's how they stay connected and writing letters. And it's, coming of age story, which obviously I love. But the cast is America Ferrera, Amber Tamblyn, Blake Lively, and Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls. So it's just this great, teenage cast. And then all the adults in it are good too, I guess. But it's just charming and funny and, easy and sentimental and all that fun stuff that you like in a summertime movie.
You know what's the most impressive to me about you two guys talking about movies is how you remember all these actors and supporting actors and actresses. And you remember their names. I mean, I think I'm more like the typical movie fan. I was like, oh, I remember her. She was in it, but I have no idea what her name is.
Yeah, you're the frustrating one to talk to because you don't know who I'm talking about. I did remember in The Misfits, the Marilyn Monroe movie, it's Montgomery Clift and Thelma Ritter are the two supporting casts. I also want to do a quick shout out. I just remembered Cat on a Hot Tin Roof when you're talking about movies where it's hot out.
Yeah.
And that one is just so good. Elizabeth Taylor in a slip the whole time and they're all yelling at each other. It's great. Anyway.
Very good. We are at Eric's number four.
All right. My number four is The River Wild, with it's a good 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon because it has Meryl Streep and John C. Reilly, who seems like he's been in every movie that almost ever.
Yeah. I forgot he was in that.
But it's shot on the Kootenai River in Montana, parts of it. It's just really scenic. It's one of Meryl Streep's best performances.
Yeah.
The director Curtis Hanson also directed Chasing Mavericks, 8 Mile, L.A. Confidential, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, all movies that I really like.
Yeah.
So it's just, it got 58% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is why you don't trust that, because that's a great movie.
Yeah. Interesting. Yes. Kootenai Falls is really cool. If you have a chance to go out there, it's really fun.
And there have been a number of movies filmed around the Kootenai River and Kootenai Falls. Revenant, is that what it was called, with Leonardo?
Yeah, that's
a
great
movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about A River Runs Through It? That was shot in Montana somewhere, too. I don't know if it's the same one, but
I think that was Sand Creek. I'm just kidding.
Number four, is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Number four, we already talked about 1991, Point Break. Keanu, Lori Petty. It's just one of those, it's a classic movie. I can watch it a million times. My brother and I actually watched it the first time on like TBS. It was on regular cable TV. So it had commercials and it was all edited. And so we convinced my parents to let us rent it, even though it was rated R. And we're like, we've seen it. It's not a bad movie. And then we brought it home and we're like, oh.
They took out the not for TV part.
Yeah.
Good football scene on the beach, too.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Number three.
The aforementioned Jaws with those two notes that you that was played by a tuba, and I believe it's E and F. That's what I looked up anyway, but it became famous. But I love that Robert Duvall turned down Roy Scheider's sheriff role.
Oh, didn't know that.
Spielberg wanted John Voight to play Hooper, which was Richard Dreyfuss.
That would be funny.
Anyway, I think it's Steven Spielberg's best work. I love the shoes gripping the deck as he's walking along the boat. His close-up is his, just his toes are on. He's about, in the... But, it still makes... That movie will make my palms sweat when I watch it. It's just something about it. And I love the zoom, the hard zoom on Roy Scheider when he realizes his daughter's in the shark pool.
Oh, my gosh.
Robert Shaw scenes are good, too.
Yeah.
So.
It's one of those movies that, I haven't purposefully not watched. I just never watched it. It's like Godfather. It's never been an opportunity for me to watch it. I never have.
Those are two movies, Godfather and Jaws, that you have to watch.
I know.
You just have to.
I have to make it a point to watch them, and I just have never prioritized.
You'll love Jaws. That's
okay.
It was really good.
As I mentioned a few minutes ago, the number two selling blockbuster summer movie of all time. 1975 that came out, and I'm telling you, from coast to coast, I had everybody going in the ocean scared to death. I mean, it's like, I've been swimming in the ocean all my life, and I've never thought about a shark, but now I'm thinking about sharks.
I've done the Universal Studios tour where the shark jumps out of the water at the...
Is it scary?
It's super scary.
Yeah. And Robert Shaw just describes that scene when he's on the boat that goes down and all the people died, and it's just, that's one of the best dramas out there. So all right, you're number three.
My number three is, it also involves the ocean, so there is a slight tie-in. It's Endless Summer from 1965, technically a documentary, but it's funny, and I could honestly watch people surfing all day. I love surf documentaries. This is the grandfather of surf documentaries, sort of started it all. It's by
Better
Bruce.
Than Once Were Giants or what is it called? Something like that? About the early big wave riders.
Yeah.
I forget what it's
so
called.
Good.
That's really cool, too.
Bruce Brown is kind of a well-known surf documentary baker. Uh-huh. That's his thing. And Endless Summer is just the most classic. It's if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's one of those easy-watching, lazy summer.
What era documentary? So it's old-school surfers?
Yeah.
1965.
Real deal
66
right there.
Is when it
Love
came out,
stuff.
And it really changed surfing.
Yeah,
it changed the whole
legitimized
culture.
It.
So instead
yeah.
of people thought about surfing as Hawaii and Southern California, these guys in the documentary, they go to Australia, they go to Japan,
they travel
to
the world trying to find the perfect wave.
And
big boy.
And this got all the surfers
yeah.
and thinking, oh, I don't have to just surf here at Huntington Beach.
Right.
I can go to these other places in the world.
Sure.
So it became,
they're surfing everywhere.
It became turned surfing into an international event or an international sport.
And it's hilarious. Like, they'll go hearing that there's this great surf spot, everyone's stoked, and then they get there and it's like two-foot rollers, just nothing.
Or freezing cold.
Exactly.
Or
yeah, it's great.
All right, we are down to a good one, by the way.
Thank you.
We're down to Eric's number two favorite summertime movie.
And number two, Spike Lee joint on my list, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
Hard, I mean,
it
this would be
on
most
on my
lists.
List.
I mean, it's hard not to. It was, for me, this was a very evocative movie. Mm-hmm. I remember it well. I've seen it many times since. I just love it's so hot. You can really feel the heat in this movie from when they're playing in the fire hydrants to just, you know, the sweat when they're in the hot making pizzas. And
again, just one of the best casts, like
it's a star-studded cast.
Incredible.
But it just, you wonder if a film like this could be made today, because it really does touch on some raw stuff. It's funny, you know, when the guys, when the old school guy's like, put some Bobby Blue Band on. When the young guy's listening to the loud boom box. And Lee tried to get Robert De Niro to play Sal, which was played by the late Danny Aiello.
Yeah, interesting.
But it's shot in Brooklyn, and there's a lot of race exploring in that, from Italians to, and that's how those, before the gentrification, that's how those Brooklyn and the Bronx were. They were a lot of stuff like that. But it just, that's a timeless movie, and I think it's one that could be discussed for.
Yeah.
That you could have a class on that in college.
It
today.
Probably is. I hope it is, because it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ricky, your number two.
My number two, I hope it's not your number one, because I'm shocked you haven't talked about it yet. From 1993, The Sandlot.
No, it didn't make my list.
Really?
So many people love that.
I was certain that was going to be on your list. It is such a classic kids coming of age tale. It's all about baseball. James Earl Jones is phenomenal in it. It's one of those things where you work things up in your head so much as a kid that it's this big deal to you, when in reality, it's just the nice old man next door. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
It does put you in that young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The carnival scene on the 4th of July. First of all, it's so sentimental. They're all watching the fireworks go off. And then he also gets sick on one of the rides. It's like everything about it is just so cute and classic. And our friend, the Gunter's uncle, wrote it. And so they had all the cool Sandlot swag, which was pretty awesome. Like, it was just everything about it just hit right. And I love the Sandlot.
And it just brought back, for me, my generation, memories of growing up playing baseball like that, how much it meant to us all summer long. It was it was the thing, and I don't see that happening anymore. So, really cool. Yeah. We are down to our last couple of minutes or so, and Eric, we are down to your number one.
Okay, I better hustle here. My number one is 12 Angry Men, directed by Sidney Lumet. He did Dog Day Afternoon, The Verdict, Serpico, movies I love.
So good.
Anyway, this was shot in less than 3 weeks, basically in one room. It's hot. It's about a jury. It's shot in black and white. One guy wants to get to a baseball game, so he's just ready to say guilty. And it just, the metamorphosis. And anyway, it just, that you can get that kind of, you know, it has people's prejudice and their inherent biases, and there's no CGI. It's just good human drama.
Yeah.
We need more movies like this and less Godzilla versus Kong movies. Sorry.
And it is one of those movies. It's what acting is. Like, it's
absolutely.
Just you put these people in a room and go act.
Yep.
And they are acting their pants off.
Yep.
It's so good.
Yep.
And I love a courtroom drama. Yeah. But I also want to get to my number one. It's Die Hard 3, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, yes. I love all the cards.
It takes place in New York in the summer. Yes. Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
The sandwich board.
Yes, exactly. Jeremy Irons is the bad guy in it this time. And it's the second best Die Hard movie, which is also saying a lot.
All right. Eric Palmer, thanks for joining
us once
again. Ricky, we'll do this again next week. It'll be our 4th of July show. I'm back in here tomorrow. I have the Suzuki String Academy will be in here. Reno Hutchison from the Carousel of Smiles, and also the main attraction, Wig Salon. So we'll find out what that's all about. That's tomorrow. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.